So if you remember last time, we spent our time together talking about public speech. How do we talk to each other in the classroom in front of everybody else? Today we're going to look at the other side of that and private speech. How do we deal with maybe one other person or maybe just two other people, but where nobody else knows what we're saying or what we're talking about? And if you can remember last time, I gave you a short little phrase that we said over and over again. I want to see if you can remember that. Ready? Destruction is easy, construction is hard. So this morning, I want you to think about a couple different images before we start talking about private speech. First of all, you might think of there's a military unit that are called sappers. And what sappers do is if there's a fortification or a bridge or some kind of big building they're supposed to break down, what the sappers will do is they'll tunnel underneath it and they'll weaken the foundation and they may even put some explosives underneath so that in the end, with everything hollowed out from underneath, the whole thing collapses and the rest of the army can come in. But they're destroying the foundation. Or you might think of termites. That if termites get into a building or a structure and they're able to chew away at the wood and remove everything holding the building up, eventually, if they remove enough, it's going to need some serious repairs or it may even completely fall down. Or you can think about rot, where, again, a wooden structure that water has gotten into the wood and made it a little bit moldy and it's not as strong as it used to be. And if that rot continues without being dealt with, eventually you're going to have serious problems. Your building, your wall might fall down. It might collapse. You might have to do some repairs. And in Proverbs, when it talks to us about our speech, we should think of our speech like that. It has the potential to get inside the foundation, to get inside the walls, so to speak, and cause some serious damage. So say it again with me. Destruction is easy. Construction is hard. So I'm going to read a longer passage from Proverbs today, and I'll give some of my comments in between the different sections. But I want you to hear the different images and the different pictures that it's giving you about what speech can do, especially what destructive speech can do. Whoever meddles in a quarrel not his own is like one who takes a passing dog by the ears. So can you imagine that? You're on the street, you're walking, and a large dog is walking by. Maybe his owner isn't even with him. He's just wandering around the street. And you say, oh, that's a nice dog. Let me grab it by the ears. How do you think that's going to go for you? The dog is probably going to be a little bit angry with you for just grabbing it by the ears. And this is what Proverbs says, getting involved with a quarrel that's not yours. So maybe your neighbor comes to you and says, what did you hear? So-and-so says, oh, I'm so upset at them. Don't get involved in a quarrel that's not your own. It's like grabbing a passing dog by the ears. Or here's another picture from Proverbs in the same section. Like a madman who throws firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I'm only joking. So can you imagine that picture? Throwing fire at your neighbor's house, but they say, oh, I didn't mean it. I was only joking. It was just a joke. Well, that's what our words can do. When we deceive, when we trick our neighbor to hurt them, and then when they get upset or hurt by it, then we want to say, well, it was just a joke. Why are you so serious? Why can't you take a joke? It was supposed to be funny. Like a madman throwing firebrands, arrows, and death is the man who deceives his neighbor and says, I'm only joking. The next image that Proverbs gives us, for lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisper, quarreling ceases. As charcoal to hot embers and wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome man for kindling strife. Now, how many of you have ever gone camping? Okay, a lot of you. And maybe you built a nice, large campfire, and you just got to stay up a little bit later than you usually do. And then in the morning, when you wake up, and maybe there's still a few embers left in that fire, and you have to put some more twigs on it to try and build that fire back up. Well, that's what a quarrelsome man is to strife. It's adding fuel to the fire. If you just left it alone for long enough, you left it in the fire pit, you didn't add any more wood, eventually it's going to go out. But Proverbs tells us that a whisperer, a quarreler, can keep these conflicts going, keep the strife going because they keep adding. Did you forget about what they said about you? Did you forget what they did to you? And they can constantly whisper and stir up more strife like adding wood to a fire. Here's the next image of Proverbs. The words of a whisperer are like delicious morsels. They go down into the inner part of the body. And this is part of why gossip and Different sins we might use with our words are so enticing. They taste good. They feel good. It feels good to share some information about somebody else to a secret friend, and it's just your secret about them. It goes down into the belly like a delicious morsel, like a nice piece of sugary cake. But unfortunately, there's not much substance or nutrition to it. Let's move to the next image. Like the glaze covering an earthen vessel are fervent lips with an evil heart. Whoever hates disguises himself with his lips and harbors deceit in his heart. When he speaks graciously, believe him not, for there are seven abominations in his heart. So if you can imagine a piece of clay pottery, but yet on the outside there's a kind of glaze that makes it look nice and beautiful and shiny, but it's still just clay. Or maybe you can think of something else, like an image that Jesus uses. There are tombs, and inside are dead men's bones, but the outsides are nice and painted white. They look beautiful, but inside there's death. And this is what Proverbs is telling you, is what our words can do. They can disguise an evil heart within us. They can cover up our hearts, and we can give nice and pleasant words, while yet our hearts are evil. And so this is a warning not to cover ourselves with our words and wear a mask. And then the last image, and this is the warning for the folly of private speech gone wrong. Though his hatred be covered with deception, his wickedness will be exposed in the assembly. Whoever digs a pit will fall into it, and a stone will come back on him who starts it rolling. A lying tongue hates its victims, and a flattering mouth works ruin. So you see, when we sin with our tongues against somebody else, ultimately we are also harming ourselves. That you can imagine somebody trying to maybe push a boulder to the top of the hill so he can get it to roll down on somebody else. Well, Proverbs is saying that the person doing that, the boulder is actually going to fall back on him. He's actually going to hurt himself by doing this. Or somebody digging a pit as a trap for somebody else to fall into. Well, Proverbs says that oftentimes the person digging that pit actually falls into it himself. He's trying to lay a snare or a trap for other people, but yet he's harming himself in doing this. The reward of wickedness is to become more wicked. When we gossip and when we lie and when we deceive, we're actually making ourselves less like Christ. And that's a bad thing. And so we need to hear the warning of Proverbs that governs our private speech. So say it with me one more time. Destruction is easy, construction is hard.